Ready, row!
The Pensacola Rowing Club practices in Bayou Tahar by Bayview Park in Pensacola. Brendan O'Brien is club president and a lieutenant commander in the United States Navy. He has been a Pensacola resident for 10 years.
So as I drive onto the Navy base every day, I've got to come over the bridge over Bayou Grande, and every day I look at this gorgeous flat water, and I've wondered why we haven't had any boats on it. There just isn't any rowing, competitive or recreational rowing, really here in the Panhandle. I finally just kind of got sick of it.
The fledgling club obtained used boats to start the club with assistance from the Gainesville Rowing Club. The boats were transported to Pensacola, and the club hosted its first Learn to Row Day on July 20th, 2013. Flight students, who had rowed in college, helped unload the boats and coach. 3 boats and 20 rowing machines were available for participants to use.
People would learn the mechanics of the rowing on the rowing machines. Then they would come and take a look at the boat pieces and parts and learn some of the language of rowing. And then we put people in a boat and took them out for half an hour, 45 minutes of rowing.
Learn to Row Days take place on the second Saturday of the month. 70 people were in attendance for the first event, and nearly 60 were present at the second.
The third and fourth and fifth, we got a little bit smarter about how we were going to do it, and we scheduled people on hour increments. So we had 4 sessions, 9, 10, 11, and 12. So the numbers went down, but they were less chaotic and probably more beneficial to the folks that were coming out to row.
O'Brien says the City of Pensacola Parks and Recreation Department allows the rowing club to share space in the kayak storage area in Bayview Park. It takes the entire team to move the 60-foot boat out of the storage area into the water. The boat seats 8, but 6 people were in attendance at this practice.
All right, everybody, up and over heads. Ready? Up!
The club currently rows in co-ed boats. Most of the members are women. One of them is Sarah Bain, who began rowing with the club in August. She had previously rowed individually, and not as the Pensacola Rowing Club practices, where each rower has 1 oar and there are several rowers to a boat.
It's building teamwork, and it also creates a social environment, because I'm not really from here. It's nice because you know you get out and meet people who are like-minded and enjoy the same sorts of things.
Bain says the club meets for 2 lessons weekly, and open rowing sessions are also available to members. Alex Odom attends Gulf Shores High School in Alabama and travels to Pensacola on weekends for practices. He has been practicing with the club since July.
This is like really fun because, I mean, it's a good workout, but it's a fun team sport. It's every weekend, so I always have something to do. It's nice to be out on the water.
Again, club president O'Brien says he intends to build a competitive rowing team in Pensacola.
My stated goal has always been to create a rowing legacy here in Pensacola. And the only real way to do that is to bring competition here.
He hopes that high schools and local colleges will begin to offer the sport in the future. The club intends to hold a race in Bayou Tahar this spring. More information about the club is available on the Pensacola Rowing Club Facebook page. Katya Ivanov, WUF News.